Today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa, we're visiting with Dan Mahoney. He is the new Watershed Coordinator. Actually, your title is Project Coordinator, right?
It sure is. Sure is.
With the Washington Soil and Water Conservation District for the West Fork Crooked Creek Watershed. Now, that includes Washington and Keokuk counties both, right?
Yes, it does. It's roughly 80,000 acres. Three-quarters of the watershed is in Washington County, and it stems just into the Keota area into Keokuk County.
Now, Dan, why don't you give us a little bit of background on yourself? You've just been here since August, right?
Yep. I actually started middle of July. So before that, I'm a forester grad from Iowa State University and grew up on a dairy farm. We didn't really use a whole lot of these covers or conservation practices, but my education has given me the opportunity to really get into these conservation programs. And so after college, I got into a tree company where it wasn't really what I wanted to do, and so I had more connection with the farming community. And so this really gave me the opportunity to, you know, fill those shoes, you know, and continue my career in the conservation with the helping of farmers and so on.
Yeah, and we were talking before we started the program about soil and water conservation districts, and it's probably one of the most important things that exist, and it gets very little publicity, it seems like.
Yeah. Well, the Iowa Nutrient Reduction Strategy is basically the kickoff to 12 to 13 Iowa states that have, or U.S. states that have kind of collaborated together to reduce the sediment and the nutrient loading, basically creating the hypoxia, which is an oxygen-deficient part of the Gulf of Mexico. And so this is Iowa's just a big part of this project because we are so heavily invested in agriculture. So just starting somewhere, you know, and Iowa is basically one of the better conservation-minded states.
And, you know, like we were talking beforehand, you know, they're not going to make any more land, so it's kind of important to be able to continually use the land we have and not deplete it of all its nutrients and things like that.
Yep. We have a continuous sign-up for conservation practices, which include cover crops and terracing and waterways. We have a forester riparian filter. We have wetlands and rotational pasture, so that's grazing on a rotation. There's sign-up and cost share available for all those, you know, any time of the year. But just coming up here in December, we'll have a general CRP sign-up that's available for whole fields, you know, areas with highly erodible soils, and those can be planted to warm season or cool season grasses, you know, and trees and shrubs and forbs and legumes. So that's basically for farmers that want to set aside their highly erodible fields or fields that don't necessarily produce as well as others. And that's a 10 to 15 year contract. So.
And the idea is that this will enable that land to produce better in the long run?
Yep. It just basically rebuilds that organic material from the native grasses that we plant, you know, the breakdown of the roots, the breakdown of the plants, you know, above the ground, and that as that breaks down and decomposes it, it actually adds organic material back to the soil. And so after your 10 to 15 year contract's up, you have the option to either re-enroll it for another 10 to 15 years, or you can choose to farm it. So most of the time, those are highly erodible soils, so we would like to see them covered a better part of the year, and there's a reason why they're in a program to start with.
So. And that's so the nutrient-rich topsoil doesn't wash away.
Exactly.
We've been visiting with Dan Mahoney, the new project coordinator for the Washington Soil and Water Conservation District for the West Fork Crooked Creek Watershed on this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Tom Goodsite, KCII News.